Hey guys, welcome back to Headline News with Resistance Chicks. We're your hosts, Leah and Michelle. Today is October 15th. We are so excited to bring you some of today's top news stories for this Friday episode. So I have to tell you, I think that there's a big conspiracy about the shipping containers.
Oh yeah?
What's right? That? So we're gonna tell you guys after the break. And also, Joe Rogan eviscerated Sanjay Gupta in an interview this week. It was absolutely hilarious.
It was like MMA, but you didn't have to see any blood.
It was awesome. So Leah, what else do you have for him?
Yeah, so, you know, ivermectin is still under the gun. It's allowed to peek out. I think with the Joe Rogan story, it's kind of breaking loose. Attorney Tom Renz, he had a whistleblower come forward and talk about the Medicare data and the deaths from the jab. And Dr. Peter McCullough actually used that at a hearing in Maine, and we're gonna see some of that.
No way! Yeah. I actually didn't know about that. So Lee always surprises us with what we have.
Surprise.
It surprises me too. So you're not gonna want to miss that. We're gonna come up after the break. We've got today's top news stories. You are not going to want to miss. So Joe Rogan had COVID.
Yes.
And he decided that he was going to hit it with everything that he could.
Yeah.
He did the monoclonal antibodies. He did ivermectin. He had a doctor that treated him, I'm sure, with a bunch
steroids,
of vitamins. And yeah, he threw the book at it.
Yeah.
Okay. We went through COVID, so we know similar.
Yeah.
We have a similar experience, except for we didn't do the antibodies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the left came after him so hard, and
yeah,
CNN said he took horse dewormer.
Yeah.
So then Joe comes out and he was like, I'm going to sue the pants off of you.
Yeah.
Right? And so I don't understand the logic behind CNN Sanjay Gupta going on to Joe Rogan. He said, I felt like I knew that I was the lion, or excuse me, I knew I was going into the lion's den. And I think someone came back and said, hey, you know what? The lion ate the reporter. You know, like the doctor, excuse me, the lion ate the doctor. And it was like, if I was Sanjay Gupta and I knew that my network had lied, I don't know that I would go in and do a Joe Rogan interview. You know what I'm saying? But he did.
You know, it's really interesting because I don't even see it as, you know, the doctor going into the lion's den. I think that that's absolutely ridiculous. CNN is the lion's den.
Yeah.
Lion's den is where they eat you alive, innocent
that's
people.
That's a really good point.
Okay. So I don't know what they expected Sanjay Gupta to do, but it really made CNN look horrible, to which they actually did damage control afterwards.
But their damage control made it even worse.
Their damage control made it even worse. I don't know if we could play a few of those clips there.
Let's start with the first one.
Yeah.
Horse dewormer is not a flattering thing. I get
it's
that.
It's a lie. It's a lie on a news network, and it's a lie that's a willing. That's a lie that they're conscious of. It's not a mistake.
Yeah,
they're unfavorably framing it as veterinary medicine.
Well, the FDA put this thing out. You saw that. Did you see that thing that the FDA put out?
What did the FDA put out?
It was a tweet, and it was snarky. I admit it. They said, you are not a horse, you are not a cow, stop taking this stuff, or something like that.
Why would you say that when you're talking about a drug that's been given out to billions and billions of people, a drug that was responsible for one of the inventors of it making
Nobel
the
Prize.
Nobel Prize in 2015.
15, yeah.
Yeah, no, a drug that has been shown to stop viral replication in vitro. You know that, right? Why would they lie and say that's horse dewormer? I can't afford people medicine, motherfucker. This is ridiculous. It's just a lie.
I don't think anyone is
But don't you think that a lie like that is dangerous on a news network when you know that they know they're lying? You know that they know that I took medicine. Like, here it is. This is ivermectin.
You got
this
it with
right
you.
Here. Somebody gave it to me.
All right, hang on. The thing is, we're like going so fast. Like, I feel like I'm missing.
Do you think that's a problem that your news network
it was not,
lies?
Well, I don't.
Dude,
what did they say?
They lied and
they
said I was taking horse dewormer. First of all, it was prescribed to me by a doctor.
Yeah.
Along
they
with
shouldn't have said
a
it was
bunch
horse.
Of if, other if medications.
If you got a human pill, because there were people that were taking it, the veterinary medication, and you're not, obviously. You got it from a doctor, so that it shouldn't be called that. Ivermectin can be a very effective medication for parasitic disease, and as you say, it's probably, you know, I think what, 250 million people have taken it around the world?
More,
I get that.
Way more.
So,
way more. Billions of people have taken it.
Can I just come back to the one I want to talk about? Two things
you
on
have
the ledger.
To, you have, before we get to that, does it bother you that the news network you work for out and out lied. Well, just outright lied about me taking horse dewormer.
They shouldn't have said that.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
You didn't ask? You didn't think that was yours? You're the medical guy over there.
I didn't ask. I should have asked before
coming on
the podcast.
But they did it with
such
glee.
No,
yes,
Joe.
They did. I watched.
You know, I'm like literally just take it. I've already seen it twice.
I've already seen it twice.
And I'm watching it again and I'm just going, oh my gosh, Joe Rogan totally calls him out. Now, the interesting thing about that is that he then goes back and kind of walks it back with Don Lemon.
Oh, yeah, Sanjay Gupta. Yeah, and they go and they say, well, remember, I only, you know, I'm defending you because the FDA did put out this tweet and said, you're not a horse. Stop taking this horse dewormer. But they put two and two together.
Right.
You know,
well, and Don Lemon comes out and he says, you know, ivermectin is used as a horse dewormer drug. So that was not a lie. And I'm going, like, are you kidding me? This is the ultimate of spin. CNN has lost the script in their effort to put out this fire. They poured gas on it.
Oh, absolutely. Can we play the second clip? Because it gets you.
Did they do that?
I don't know.
You didn't ask? You didn't think that was you're the medical guy over there.
I didn't ask. I should have asked before coming on the
podcast. But
they
did it with such glee.
No,
yes,
Joe.
Yes, they did. I watched.
I watched. No, I don't think there's
yes,
glee.
They did.
I don't. I. No one takes.
Joe Rogan says he's taking livestock drug, despite warnings. Yeah.
Jamie had to pull this up.
You want
to
play it?
Does she?
This is your news network.
I'm gonna watch.
Let's see.
I'm gonna watch.
Rogan telling his 13 million Instagram followers that he was treated with several drugs, and he included ivermectin on the list, a drug used for livestock. The FDA and the CDC warn against using to treat COVID.
Turns out I got COVID.
Look, they put a yellow filter on me too.
The kitchen sink at it. All kinds
they did.
Of meds. Monoclonal.
You see the
antibodies,
original video versus that? I look like shit there.
Z-Pack.
Do you know that?
I think you look good.
Pause. Pause. That's enough.
Prednisone.
I don't
That's
think.
That's enough, Jimmy.
I don't think Aaron had glee.
Oh, well, it's more Brian Stelter was the gleeful one. But the point is, that's a lie.
It can be used for humans. I get it. I totally...
Not just could be used for humans, is often used for humans along with all the other drugs I took, all human drugs.
Yes.
They know it's a human drug.
It's right.
But and they lied.
The thing
it's defamatory.
It is, they shouldn't have done that.
It's defamatory, right?
Well, I don't know if it's defamatory.
I bet it is.
Yeah, well, I'm not a lawyer.
It's a lie.
Well, see, here's the thing. You can have nuanced discussions about this.
No,
right?
You can't.
Yeah,
you can't have nuanced discussions about lying about someone taking horse dewormer.
There was no glee, by the way, from her. She
well,
was,
I
don't
I
think
didn't
any,
watch her.
Anyone takes people's illness.
Oh,
I,
yes, they do.
They don't want you to get
stop
sick,
it.
Joe.
Yes, they do.
They
were
want you
upset
to get sick.
That I got healthy.
That's
one thing they didn't report on, the fact that I was negative 5 days later. And working out 6 days later.
Well,
6 days after infection, I was back in the gym.
I'm glad.
Felt great.
I'm glad you do. I really
Me
am.
Too.
I think
Thank you.
Most of the people.
I'm glad you're glad. You're a nice guy.
Most of the people I know, I think, would be glad that you. I don't think that there was any.
There's a lot of people out there that weren't glad. But my point is, you're working for a news organization. If they're.
Oh my gosh, I'm still laughing again watching it back.
Glad they really wanted. Here's the thing. You know that everybody at CNN did not want. Joe Rogan to get better.
Oh, absolutely. Now,
and well, with Sanjay Gupta, what he was saying, it's often used for.
No,
humans.
He didn't say that, actually. He said is occasionally or something like that. And then Joe had to come back and correct him and said is often used. He said, Sanjay, I think, said can be used.
Well, the only way that Sanjay Gupta's sentence would be correct is if they had the horse dewormer.
Right.
And they sometimes use that for humans. The horse dewormer, it's like apple paste, right?
That That's a really good point. Yeah.
If they said that sometimes, but there's two different products.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's a really good
it's
point.
It's like, do you know how many human products that we give to animals and how many things that animals take that humans, you know, I just put a scoop of flaxseed on some horse feed. Now it's sold for horses,
right?
Horse flaxseed.
But it's just 100% flaxseed.
But sometimes... Humans eat flaxseed.
You know, I make shakes every day and I put a tablespoon of flaxseeds in there.
Yeah.
You know,
there's so much. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. You know, we have dogs. Do you ever have dogs? There's human gabapentin. There's dog gabapentin. There's human tramadol. There's dog tramadol. You know, it's absolutely like, yeah, tramadol is sometimes used for humans. No, often. You know, there's so many. It crosses the barriers. It crosses, and so for them to say that the only way that it would have been for him to have taken the horse dewormer is if he opened up a package of horse dewormer and took it.
Exactly.
And that's why it's defamatory, because they lied and they knew that they were lying.
And then they lied again in the cover up. And what I couldn't believe what Sanjay Gupta said in this interview with Don Lemon is that he's like, listen, he also took it with monoclonal antibodies. And I'm going to say
he's not his doctor. He literally says,
I'm going to say that it was most likely the monoclonal antibodies that made him better. And I'm going like, wait a minute. You're not his doctor. You don't know his medical history. You don't know anything. You just to come on and make that sort of blanket statement is, they were desperate to put out this fire.
So Glenn Greenwald says, this is why, and according on this story, this particular story, this is why there's no higher priority for liberal corporate outlets than more censorship. Okay, because they need to control. They lie so much, and when it gets out, it's like a fart. I'm sorry. Okay. Like something that kind of gets out on Facebook, and then they try to like spray the room freshener.
Yeah,
you know? and in order to do that,
we just went there.
Yeah, in order to do that, like I just got a fact check on a post I made about Uttar Pradesh in India.
You mean a fart check? We're going to start calling him that. See, what has happened now is we've been on Bridie on TV for a few weeks. What is it, like over a month now? And we're too comfortable. This is, do you know when you start hanging out with your friends and then things just fly out your mouth?
I know.
And now we're all too comfortable here with you. But you got a fart check.
My mom is going to...
My mom. It's a four-letter word in our house that begins with an F. I kid you not. We are not allowed to say that word.
He's got to be poof.
No, but it sounds better to say. It, honestly, for them, it is that.
So for my fact check.
Your fact check.
On Uttar Pradesh in India, they literally went down 99% on their COVID cases. They sent out, I'm going to keep talking about this. They sent out 2,000 teams throughout their whole state. And we still can't get the number right. I think it's 230 million people in Uttar Pradesh. It's basically the size of a country. And they treated everyone who had COVID with ivermectin, doxycycline, zinc, and vitamin C.
Yeah.
And they went down 99% to where over like half the country is declared COVID-free.
2.4 million as of 2012. So I'm sure it's up, you know. Okay.
This is a 2020.
There we go. Oh, 241 million.
They just have babies every day.
People.
Okay. That's like up from 230. I think they just had a population boom during COVID.
So they're not even, people aren't even dying. They're just living,
having babies. But here's the thing. I posted that and I said, India obliterated, or Uttar Pradesh.
Puttar.
Now we're gone down the toilet. It's down.
Sorry. You know, we were telling the producers before we came on today, we just said, you know what, we're just so unprofessional. And that's why, you know what, honestly, if you like this show, Headline News with Resistance Chicks, keep coming back every Friday because this happens a lot.
All right. Okay. So in Uttar Pradesh, okay, I said they utterly obliterated COVID.
Right.
Okay. They wiped it out. And I got a partially truth fact check. And then it went on to say, there's no reason for you to say that ivermectin brought it down 99%.
Yeah.
And by the way, they said, there's still, as of today, 197 cases out of a population of 241. So no, they didn't utterly wipe it away. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Are you joking me right now? It's like if I utterly, you know, I had a spill and I spilled everything. I spilled a bunch of stuff and there were two little tiny specks left. And like I utterly cleaned it up. No, you did not.
Well, you know, no, to bring it more into perspective, though, okay.
I see a drop there.
We used to work with the young men down at Teen Challenge, and a lot of them, unfortunately, had hepatitis C. Oh. And when their hepatitis C viral load numbers get down so low, they say it's gone. Now, they're never 100% gone.
Right.
But they are considered hepatitis C free.
And they say we wiped it out.
And we wiped it out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a better comparison.
Way better comparison. And for Facebook to come out instead of saying, hey, isn't that great?
Congratulations!
Isn't that awesome? We are, well, they're mad.
They don't want
these people are angry.
It goes back to what you said.
They want the COVID cases to go up. They salivated. There are people who want bad things to happen. They why? Because of the control, the mandates. They're not gonna. And maybe they give up on India because they don't expect everybody to have a smartphone. And they're like, you know what? We're not going to try to do the passports in India. Okay? It's got to be in the West where people have a bunch of money and the smartphones.
Wait a minute. Doesn't everybody in India have a smartphone? They're the ones that we always call to get answers for ours.
That's a whole nother story. But yeah, I think they don't really care about Africa too much. They don't care about India. They just want to control
the West.
The West and the mindset of the our mindsets. It's absolutely crazy. It's
so
insane.
So every once in a while, Joe Rogan gives us an absolute gem of an interview. Yeah. And I will tell you that I think that this one with Sanjay Gupta was better than watching sports. It was really, really entertaining.
Yeah. And then I told you that even just the 2-dose ivermectin prophylaxis at a dose of, I'm not sure what that dose is. With
don't need to dose you anyway.
With a gap of 72 hours was associated with a 73% reduction of infection among the healthcare workers for the following month. So you can use it prophylactically, you can use it afterwards. And the FLCCC, guys, if you go onto Odyssey, the FLCCC, the frontline for critical care workers, they do an update every week. And this week's update, I don't have the time to bring it up, was about long COVID.
Yeah. And you know what? Just to hit on that really quickly, for those of you that don't understand, it's called long COVID, but it's not because you have COVID for a really long time.
It's that you had COVID and then it created a
cytokine storm in your body.
And an inflammation response.
And so your body continues to attack itself for a while until, through these natural remedies and then even ivermectin and things like that, these doctors are treating people to get their body to come back into normality.
Right, exactly.
That's what quote unquote long COVID is. And you were considering starting up a group maybe in the Cloud Hub meetings or something for kind of like a COVID recovery group, so that we can kind of compare stories and stuff like that.
I would absolutely like to do that. You guys could contact me via our email, massfaith33@gmail.com, if you're interested in doing that. And you can message us on Cloud Hub and
on Brighteon.
Brighteon, and get us some information if you guys really want to be a part of that. Because I'm thinking, I've listened to a few people who have recovered from COVID, and what did they do? And it's one thing to hear from doctors. It's one thing to hear from the mainstream media what not to do. But what did you do?
Yeah.
And so we've been telling our story. Mm-hmm. And then there's other people's stories. And we have to conglomerate all these stories together. One woman did a niacin flush and took aspirin and it helped.
And now we're hearing about chlorine dioxide.
And now we're hearing about chlorine dioxide here on Brighteon.
The plumber.
Yeah. So I'm excited about where we're going. It's a new frontier. And, you know, we're not going to have these multi-million-dollar studies to figure these things out. We have to figure it out.
It's got
to
be word of mouth.
Yeah, word of mouth. And you know,
and from these doctors that are on the front lines treating these patients.
So our interview with Bob the Plumber yesterday, he told me to listen to another interview he had with a woman in Mexico who's helping people with COVID with the chlorine dioxide. And I listened to her, and I listened to these guys' testimonies where they were sent home from the hospital. This one man was sent home from the hospital, lungs totally filled, and he couldn't even go on a ventilator. And he's like, well, if I'm going to die, let's try this chlorine dioxide. And then within 24 hours, he started to feel better. 48 hours, he's like, can I get up and move? She's like, get up and move. And like, it treated the whole family, even like his grandma in her 90s. It's crazy stuff. And so I'm definitely going to look into that. And you know, God has, I want you guys to have hope.
Mm-hmm.
Because God has answers. Because we had a viewer, do you want to tell them right now?
Yeah. So one of our viewers who has been with us, her name is Marlene. And you guys, if you've been following Resistance Chicks for a while, when we do birthdays or holidays, we open up mail. And Marlene always sends the best cards.
Yeah.
And she'll send multiple cards, which we do at our family too. And I found out from her husband, Thomas, this week that she passed away from COVID.
Yeah.
And knowing what we know right now, that this is a biological weapon, we're going to blame this on the globalists.
Yeah.
And the cover-up of all of the treatments and stuff like that, again, we're going to blame it on the globalists. Now, we know that this amazing soul, Marlene, who's literally been a part of our Resistance Chicks family
from the beginning
for 4.5 years, her and her family. So we would like for you guys to pray for her family and pray for her brother and her husband and her kids. Like I said, her name is Marlene, right, and her husband's name is Thomas and her brother's name is Eric. And they've all been a part of our Resistance Chicks family, yeah, for a while. And she just passed away this week. So please be praying for them. But I was righteously indignant after I found out that she had passed, because she was just in the live chat a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. And just knowing that all of this, whatever you want to call it, biological weapon, lack of treatments, remdesivir,
vaccine,
you name it. This is so unnecessary, and these deaths, and we're going to get into that in the second half of the show,
well,
too.
Well, also is unnecessary is this supply chain backup where they're literally inducing this
more dark winter.
They don't want your kids to be happy, and we're going to talk about how God's going to turn that around for good and maybe what is causing it.
Yeah.
Michelle has some good conspiracy theories on that one. And we're going to flesh these things out. I'm going to tell you, in Maine, it's a very small state. Dr. Peter McCullough is the most, perhaps the most high-profile epidemiologist to raise concern about side effects for the shots. Now, Dr. Tom Renz got a whistleblower from inside the Medicare database and showed that about 150 people died within a month of these shots. Well, Dr. Peter McCullough got a hold of this data and was able to talk to the people in Maine and some health officials. In the table for the Maine CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, 661 recipients died within 28 days of receiving the vaccine.
In one state!
In just Maine, exactly. According to McCullough, these deaths and ailments are among patients who did not have any of these serious conditions prior to the onset of the vaccine. So they didn't die of cancer and things like that, who developed or died within 28 days of receiving the COVID vaccine. So they actually did the numbers to see, did you have these horrible things before you got the vaccine?
Right.
The data was queried to rule out anyone who had a record of any of these ailments since January of 2020. Thus, these people are not people who were sick with some blood disorders listed in the table. It doesn't mean that all of them died of the vaccine, but it's sure suspicious. So Peter McCullough says, 28 days within the administration of any investigational drug or product is within a regulatory window of concern, okay? And so he actually brought that forward, and the lawmakers in that took this PowerPoint asked their state health official, there are more deaths possibly from the vaccine than from COVID itself. Does that not concern you? And the health official was like, well, yeah, I guess it concerns me. Have you looked into it? Well, no, they haven't looked into it. They don't want to know.
They don't want to know. And so coming up after the break, because we're going to take a break here in a second, we are going to delve into this dark winter, this spirit of death that's kind of fallen on the country, right, the spirit of fear and what they want to keep us bogged down with. Yeah. We're going to look into the shipping and the energy crisis that they want to go into. We're going to get into all of that. So come back right after the break, because we're going to get pretty deep and heavy. Lee and I were talking about this episode earlier today, and I was like, we have to bring it. So today we are going to bring it. You're not going to want to miss it.
Buckle
come back
up.
All right. So just before the break, we promised that we were going to bring you just what is going on with this dark winter and the threats of your Christmas is going to be, you know, Grinch and Scrooge-like. Yeah, really. We've got these shipping containers off of the West Coast that are just sitting on the ships that are essentially just storage ships at this point. You know,
ships did you say?
I think there's 60 or 62 ships.
But how many containers?
250,000 containers that are backed up right now that need to come in. Apparently, we get millions of these containers that come in every year. I did not know that. Last year was 17.5 million. This year it's going to be 20 million of these shipping containers. Obviously, that we can address the fact that we have too many products in the United States later. But the fact of the matter is, for some reason, they have been hitting hard in the mainstream media for trying to prepare everybody. You're not gonna get what you want. If you think that this Christmas you're gonna get everything that your heart's desire, you've got another thing coming, and so on and so forth. And Leah and I have been talking a lot about this false, fake, dark winter that they want
to pull us through. And it's very interesting, because as people who pride ourselves I'm not being conspiracy theorist. It's not a conspiracy theory if it's true. If it's the truth. If we research things to try to get you guys ready and not to overblow things.
Right.
Okay. I don't want to overblow things, but you've got in the UK, the Chicken King warns the era of cheap food is over. Cheap food is too cheap. Known as this guy, Bo Baran, known as the Chicken King in the UK. In relative terms, a chicken today is cheaper to buy than it was 20 years ago. How can it be right that a whole chicken costs less than a pint of beer? That's in the UK. They drink a lot of pints of beer. You're looking at a different world from now where the shopper pays more, and he produces 33% of all poultry products in the country. He's probably very excited about that kind of coming inflation. The days when you could feed a family of four for about $5.55 chicken for $5, $5 chicken, he said, are coming to an end. He said, adding that the twin crises of Brexit and COVID are pushing prices higher amid snarled supply chains. And I don't know if you want to bring up that Epoch Times article to kind of get some numbers on that. In the world's fifth largest economy, the shortage of truckers, they have a bunch of shortage of truckers in the UK too. And
it's butchers. Happening right now.
And butchers to warehouse workers has exasperated the supply chain. This is very interesting. He said that he goes, right now, I need to be honest what this means for the consumer as inflation reaches double digits.
Yeah.
Double digits. As if your heat and electricity go up by 50%, we know that gas is up $1 a gallon.
Right.
And here's the thing. I understand gas was going up under Obama. It was $4. Under Trump, it was $1.99.
Yeah.
Should gas be as like it was 20 years ago? I don't know. But if you budgeted, like many of you budget, I know a 10 or 15% hike across the board, okay, is a lot of money that you may not have on hand, that you may not have budgeted for that month.
Right. So I don't have the numbers up right now. But here's the deal. Regardless of where you're looking, they're talking at everything is going up. Now, it's each one, each little industry or whatever is going up at different rates.
Yeah. But
inflation, I hear people say this, inflation is natural. Mm-hmm. Inflation is not a natural occurrence. It happens as a result of manipulation by bankers, by people that flood the system and the economy with with false dollars. We saw that happened with Donald Trump. All right. So I want you guys to be aware of something. It's coming and they have made it come.
Yeah.
They are making it happen. Now we have hope and we have God and we have the Holy Spirit and we have God's great reset, right? God is doing something here. But before we get to that, they're going to try to do something and we want you guys to be prepared for it ahead of time.
Yeah, we want you. So how do you prepare?
So, well, first of all, number one, I love that Scott Kesterson says this, by the way.
Yeah.
He's like, listen, we're all about prepping. And you guys know that we have a homestead here in Ohio. And we teach you a lot of things. I've got a grain mill video that we're going to hopefully come out with next week. But first and foremost, he says, we've got to get Bibles in the hands of the people. And when we were talking to Bob the plumber last night, he said the same exact thing. People need to be in the Word of God. So that's primarily how you prepare. But when I said to you guys before the break that we're going to get into this, Leah and I have been sensing this spirit of death over the country. And I've actually been getting a lot of messages from people and people that I know that are dying more than in my entire life. And so we are standing against this spirit of death and this spirit of darkness. And we've been saying on our show consistently that Jesus is the Holy Spirit and Jesus is going to be what sees us through. So just like with the children of Israel, when they put that blood over their doorpost and the spirit of death came in and it couldn't touch them. This is what I want you guys to do. And we were talking to a friend last night and she said, we need to call the men back to the front lines.
Yeah.
Right. And so for those of you that I don't care how much money you have, maybe you don't have 2 cents to rub together. If you want to be getting prepared, open your Bible, That's open true. The Word of God. That is going to be what gets us through this looming Dark Winter, they're talking about energy shortages. They're talking about your energy prices going up by 50%. It is for no reason. And it has everything to do with the fact that we have not submitted enough. We have not bowed down enough to the dictates and mandates that they want of us.
They don't want to push the COVID anymore. So now they're going to push energy crises and this supply chain backup. So Wednesday, Biden announced that they wanted to expand. Biden is blaming it now back on the private sector. Yeah. Well, you just need to operate 24/7.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with you? Why don't you just operate more? Here's the thing. Mayor Pete, you guys remember Mayor Pete? The gay guy who all he did was run a little tiny town of like 10,000 people and suddenly he thought he could run for president of the United States. Okay, well, he made some sort of deal with Joe Biden to take a position in the cabinet. So he was transportation secretary. Well, we have the worst backlog and supply chain problems, transportation supply chain problems we have ever had. And Pete Buttigieg, we just found out for 2 months since the beginning of August, he has been on paternity leave because he and his partner adopted two babies. Yeah. He is not even running the transportation, whatever, sector. Yeah. He's not even there. He went on the news and you know what he did? He laughed and he said, ha ha ha. Well, you know, some people get all their Christmas shopping done before Halloween, and some people are like me and do all their Christmas shopping the Christmas Eve, and those people might miss out. That's all he had to say. Like, they're literally in a different world than the rest of us.
Right.
They literally operate, and he laughed about it. Here's the numbers for you. Okay, so this is the port of Long Beach, where you're talking about the 60 ships. So just in the port of Long Beach, there are 60 ships that need to be offloaded. And he told the Epoch Times, if we operate 24/7, we will continue to be backlogged until the summer of 2022. If we operate 24/7.
Which they can't do that, by the way.
Yeah, okay. He said, we think it'll be summer of 22 before we clear all 60 ships. Wait a minute. Well, what about the rest of them? Do they come often? Do they come every day? The 60 ships, and then what? Of course, it will take some measures now, and everyone in the supply chain starts expanding their hours of operation. We're going to get there sooner. He said, if we had the warehouse capacity, if we had enough truck drivers, enough trucks, enough chassis to pull those containers, we wouldn't have the 60 ships, which are effectively serving as warehouses on the water. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're storing these containers. It's very interesting because I had a clip that I watched of one of these guys that works at the port, showed all these trucks lined up, and he showed the little crane that offloads the containers onto the truck chassis, and he said, nobody's operating the crane. We've got the containers, we've got the trucks, and nobody's operating the crane.
And it's more than that, though. Did somebody get bought off? Yeah.
To back it up?
I'm telling you what, there is
somebody made a plan in the White House, was like, I got it. You know that Grinch movie? Let's do it.
But it can't just be a crane operator. There's so much more than that. I'm reading about is that there aren't even enough truck drivers. You know, there's something going on. Now, I wish that I had more details. I can't tell you exactly what's going on, even though my title is what's exactly going on. But I do know that there are powers that be that are effectively creating a needless crisis for mind control and societal control. So don't buy into it. So here's what I want to give you guys. This is the takeaway that I want you to have from this segment is peace. Do not, whatever they say, when they come at you and you read articles or whatever, and that's fine. If you can handle it, go ahead and read them. But don't buy into their fear because that's what they want to do. They are trying to create fear.
Yeah. So you had Fox News had on a toy company, owner of a toy company, and he lifted up a toy and he goes, you see this LOL surprise movie magic? He said, this is the number one toy this year. And I'm only going to be able to get out 60% of these toys to the kids who want them.
It's like a movie.
And you know what? I thought to myself, probably those other 40% will be happier. LOL.
Oh, that's true.
You know, like it could really turn around to be.
I feel, and I said this to Leah already. This is going to be like every great Hallmark movie where you're stuck in a cabin and you have no power and it's the best Christmas ever or something like that. And like,
we had some wonderful patriots come and visit us, and they brought their children and we showed them around and the pigs and they found something to play with every 5 seconds. And it costs no money. I didn't have toys. There were no toys in my backyard.
Right.
But these little boys found a way to seriously, they fought over the buckets. No, I want the red bucket. I'm like, I can put you to work if you want to. If
hold
you
want to
play
bucket.
With a 5-gallon bucket, we're going to put some feed in it. You can go feed the pigs. This is fantastic. Okay. I think we need to get back to toys could actually be free. I noticed that. You notice that when you have small kids. And you get them a really expensive toy in like a big box. And they're like, I just want to play in the box.
Yeah.
And you're like, but I just spent like all this money. And you want to play in the box.
Right. Yeah. So every
you know
parent
what?
Knows that. Every
hey, parents, knows that. Get a box. Decorate it. Make some tunnels.
And that's the thing. We need to get back to, and we're not even there. We're still in October, right? But we say Christmas starts now, and I never do Christmas early. Yeah. But we need that peace of Christ. And so speaking to that, are we done with the supply chain segment?
Yes.
All right, so I need to do an apology on our show.
Oh, dear.
Here, live on air for the Joe Rogan clip and the curse words. Okay? Here on our channel at Resistance Chicks, we always try to filter those out. That actually slipped through. Right. I love that Brighteon is a network that embraces the same values that we have. For a clean mouth and clean language. So I just wanted to give a huge Resistance Chicks apology for that clip. And I promise you that will never happen again on any clips that we play.
We will try.
On here on Brighteon.
We will try. We won't play Katie Hopkins. So
I will personally curate every clip on Brighteon.
Okay, there you go. One of my favorite things as a kid was on Halloween where churches kind of open up their buildings. And because they don't want you to go trick-or-treating. And they created this tunnel.
I remember that.
With boxes.
Yeah, it was great.
It was one of my best memories as a child. And I know it didn't cost them any money. And it was like this maze and you'd like bump into kids. And it was like all over the church. And I was like, the creativity when you don't have stuff. So yeah. I'm actually looking forward to it. I kind of would like the supply chain from China stuff, cheap China stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want it here.
Yeah.
So, and you're kind of like, are you messing with me?
Do we? Here's my question. No.
Are you messing with me, really? Are you really trying to stop the stuff come from China? Are you really want to have things made in America? Like, that's too good to be true. It's too good to be true that the wicked people would want, but they do keep shooting themselves in the foot.
I think that they feel like we're far too dependent. I don't think that Americans are as dependent on these goods as they think. So I know, once again, just like they did with the pandemic, just like they did with COVID and all of that, this is going to blow up.
I want to give you guys some good news here. Switching gears, because I know a lot of you guys want us to cover the election fraud. Move over Arizona and hold on Pennsylvania. The next election integrity investigation to take center stage is actually occurring in Wisconsin. And the one thing I said since November 3rd, well, since we kind of found out what was going on with the election fraud, in the first like week, I don't know if we found out in the first week or not, but we began to see that in Wisconsin, they were voting indefinitely confined.
Yeah.
In large numbers, and you're only supposed to vote indefinitely confined, which means you don't have to show an ID if you're literally indefinitely confined. And they had election officials telling people if they didn't want to leave their house to vote, that they could vote indefinitely confined. And we had one person who actually voted indefinitely confined and actually left their house to vote, to give their electoral vote, a Democrat, for Joe Biden. So obviously that would not count.
Yeah.
So we have an amazing like inspector general or whatever you want to call it, special counsel. I think they're called a special counsel. And he actually, I believe, is going to find that legitimate stuff. Okay. And I'm very excited about this. And I want you to be excited about this. Interviews with more than a dozen witnesses, officials, and lawyers who have interacted with retired justice. He was actually a retired Wisconsin Supreme Court justice.
Nice.
This guy's, he's the real deal. He's like legit. Okay. His name is Mike Gableman. They will not be able to brush this one under the table. He's a literal retired state Supreme Court justice.
Wow.
Okay. He could be on the Supreme Court. I mean, he's that well known and that respected.
Okay.
And his staff suggests a strong focus on the role of election bureaucracies. And we know that tons of Mark Zuckerbucks went into Wisconsin. Okay. Into these blue areas to get out the vote, and it came with the money, the $400 million from Mark Zuckerberg came with strings attached. Like, you must use our election officials, and you must do this, and you must do that.
Where to put the drop boxes.
Exactly. Private money doesn't belong in elections, but he literally went around the rules for this. So election bureaucracies played in changing the rules without legislative consent for how ballots were sent out, filled out, collected, and counted. Remember, they cured these outside envelopes where you're supposed to have a witness. They had election officials be the witness. Well, you weren't there when it was signed. Technically, you're not a witness. That's not how this works, okay? If I have somebody say, it's basically, you know how you have to have a notary?
Yeah.
Well, the witness is supposed to be honest, kind of like a notary. A notary says, I saw you sign it. Okay, liar, liar, pants on fire. Okay, so we have Gableman's early investigative work as special counsel appointed by Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is shining a spotlight, among other things, on the Wisconsin Election Commission, a statewide body created by GOP lawmakers after an earlier political rigging scandal in the state known as John Doe investigations. The commission provides guidance and rules in the 1,852 election clerks to these election clerks in the state on how to conduct voting. The commission in 2020 altered numerous state voting rules and procedures during the pandemic, often without seeking legislative permission. The changes range from allowing nursing home staff to help fill out resident ballots. And from what I understand, they actually sent out mail-in ballots to like all nursing home people that had never done that before, to giving permission to election clerks to fill out missing witness information required for absentee ballots. Remember, they were calling people up. Can you get down here? That's not how this works. That's not how this works, you cheaters. Those two changes alone affected thousands of ballots in a state which Joe Biden supposedly won. Remember, they kind of got to a comfortable margin and then stopped. So 20,600 votes there. Perhaps even more consequential, the commission gave its blessing to an idea first conceived by election clerks in the blue counties of Dane and Milwaukee that voters could claim the normally rare status of indefinitely confined if they were too scared to go out during the COVID outbreak. The change allowed nearly 250,000 people to vote by absentee without complying with any required voter ID laws.
Wow.
The advice, the Supreme Court ruled. Here's the thing, people, all courts haven't ruled. The Supreme Court of Wisconsin actually ruled after the election that that was illegal.
Right.
And the Trump administration was like, we're going to go after them. And this, but the Supreme Court, by one judge, said, three Supreme Court justices said, we're going to throw them all out. And then Trump would have won. Seriously, by one judge said, well, actually, you have to go one by one and look at each individual one. And I think that that's what Gableman's going to do. Only people who determine they have bona fide disabilities and infirmities were allowed to vote indefinitely confined. The regulators had no choice, no right to declare the pandemic as such a condition. And those were illegally cast. Gableman has the ability to determine why the rules change was made, whether it was influenced by politics, and how many. He can do this. Of those 250,000 people who voted indefinitely confined didn't meet the legal criteria. He can do this. And I believe he will. And I'm so excited about this. As a point of comparison, only 72,000 in 2019 sought indefinitely confined, leaving the possibility that 150,000 or more voters in 2020 did not meet the proper standards. I'm telling you, Trump won by a landslide in just this particular area.
And I'm curious what's going to happen as a result of this. We know that Dr. Doug Frank has things going on all over the country.
Yeah.
And then we've got this going on in Wisconsin. You know, and people love to put a timeline on it. You know, Trump's going to be back by such and such or this, that. I'm not even looking at that right now. All we need to do to crumble the system is for people to wake up and see exactly what happened. And then we'll let the chips fall where they may.
So we had the Zuckerbuck money. And like I said, those came with strings attached. So documents previously obtained by John Solomon and Just the News show officials in Green Bay and Brown County were required to conduct voter registration drives among specific minority groups that tend to vote Democrat. And a former Brown County elections clerk, Sandy Juno, told Just the News, professional elections experts like herself were sidelined in last November's election in favor of a liberal activist from the East Coast brought in by Zuckerberg money. She said, we need to really get on top of this because if this is how elections are going to go, we will not have election integrity. Officials and witnesses familiar with Gableman's document requests indicate he also is interested in investigating two events staged by election officials in the liberal Battison of Madison under the banner of Democracy in the Park. And he's investigating poll workers and crazy stuff like that. So I'm excited to see what's happening. And I think, honestly, I think Wisconsin will be the first to fall. Do I believe that they will overturn the election? I believe there will be enough outrage that people, all we need to do is have the people know.
Yeah.
We are the people. Okay. I don't care what a piece of paper says. Joe Biden is not my president. He was not elected president. And I know just from this alone that he wasn't.
Exactly. So I hope you guys have enjoyed today's show in spite of the foul language faux pas that will not happen again. So if you like Resistance Chicks and Headline News, find us on resistancechicks.com. We're going to go live after this. You can stick around for Ann Vandersteel and check our video out later, but we're going to head over and on our platform with our regular viewers. But I want to thank you guys and thank Bridie on TV for hosting us here on this amazing platform. You guys can go to thehealthrangerstore.com and buy your products, all of that stuff. But we'll see you next Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Headline News with Resistance Chicks. And again, we go live every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. for our World News show. So remember, it's not just a conspiracy theory if it's actually the truth. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee. We love you guys. God loves you. Be at peace. God bless. And we will see you next Friday once again for Headline News with Resistance Chicks. Bye, guys. I was called all along. No place for home every day. So afraid. But you called my name.